This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Iowa State Capitol, the Iowa Wind Energy Day. And I am with Beth Solholtz. Beth, how are you?
Just fine, thanks.
Well, Beth, thanks for joining us. You're with Wind on the Wires. You're a new organization to domestic fuels. I'm really excited that you're taking a few minutes to speak with us. So since you're new, let's start off and talk a little bit about your organization, how you got started, and sort of what your focus areas are.
Sure, thanks. Wind on the Wires has been around for 12 years. We were launched specifically to work on wind policy issues and transmission line issues, which is kind of a technical area. It takes some engineering expertise and special skill set and operating in venues that some advocates don't normally work in. And so we needed a special organization to tackle the transmission line issues.
So let's talk about what some of those transmission line issues. It's my understanding that you have some issues where utilities don't necessarily want to add the wind, but then you have infrastructure issues in general where the infrastructure can't handle it. So what are some of the really key focus issues for you in the right now in the short term that the wind industry needs to see happen to go forward?
Quite simply, it's more transmission, but that is a long process. First, you have to study where transmission needs to go. You have to study how much transmission is needed for what you want to try to achieve, a certain amount of megawatts of clean energy, for example, wind energy. And then you have to decide where it's going to be built. And you have to get somebody who's willing to build it. And that includes convincing them that it needs to be built. They need to go through a state regulatory process, and they need to get it paid for. So the planning piece on what to build and where to build it and the cost recovery piece are kind of two of the big barriers.
So who do you think should be responsible? Or is it a mix of consumers and private investments and utilities and government? Or what's, is there a magic formula on getting the funding needed to get these companies to spend more R&D on development and then actually building?
In the Midwest, most of our states still are regulated. So the utilities get a regulated rate of return. They have commissions that oversee both their generation and their transmission investments. But utilities are used to doing large capital investments, and that includes transmission. Now, we have to put transmission in perspective because transmission, unlike generation, is a very small percentage of your bill. It's about 7% of a consumer's bill. The rest is for getting the energy from the generator to your house, other kinds of investments. So even though transmission may appear to be a large number because we're putting in new transmission lines and you hear about big numbers in the millions or billions, it's a relatively small piece of the overall pie. And so this is what utilities know how to do. They know how to study which investments they ought to make and make smart decisions. The harder piece is really having them include transmission for a large amount of renewable energy. And so that's where Wind on the Wires comes in and can sit down with them and educate them in various stakeholder settings about the amount of megawatts that utilities want to buy, that people are wanting to develop. States want to see the economic development and the jobs associated with the wind farm development. And we can really put together a package that lots of different kinds of stakeholders can support. And we can also address the cost allocation piece. Who should pay? If we spread out the cost of transmission among a lot of users, it becomes a very, very small percentage for everyone. And that's kind of what we've done in the Midwest.
So for Iowa, since we're in Iowa in particular, although I know you work in, I think you said nine states. From a policy issue, what do we need to see in the state in the short term?
Well, the utilities are finally embracing what's needed to be done on the infrastructure piece, on the transmission line piece. Iowa, as we know, has been a leader in developing wind farms. Some of it's being used in Iowa, but a lot of it is being exported to states, surrounding states. So I think the utilities have a pretty good understanding of the kind of the road to market that transmission lines provide. And it has really been about moving through a stakeholder process and getting to a package of lines that everybody can agree on that they're now going ahead and implementing. So it's been getting through the study process, the very technical aspects of identifying and studying transmission, getting a large community to agree on the set of transmission lines, getting a sponsor, somebody willing to construct each one of those transmission lines that's been identified. And now what the utilities are doing is going through the state regulatory approval process. And they will hopefully get approval for the new transmission lines, and then those will go into construction. So you can see how many steps and how long a timeline we have to be able to deliver the new wind farm energy to consumers, places where they need it, where they need the energy.
So from a consumer perspective, what should they do to help encourage, you know, utility companies and all the stakeholders to get involved and make sure that we do get these transmission lines built?
I know that for landowners and the public in general, transmission is not something that they automatically are thrilled about. But if you like wind and you like the development and the benefits and the jobs that come from wind energy, transmission is a necessary component of that package. We simply need more to be able to deliver the wind, the good wind that Iowa is developing. And so it's really about doing it wisely. Let's size the lines that are coming through big enough so that we don't have to go back and do this over and over and over again. You can encourage your utilities to purchase more renewable energy that drives the demand for the wind farms, and you can support sensible, responsible siting of the transmission lines. If we've decided that we're going to have wind, we need transmission, and we need to wrestle with the fact that those lines have to go somewhere. So what we really encourage the utilities and other developers of transmission to do is get out in the communities, talk to people, establish relationships, give people input, allow people to give input into the process, and then do the best, most responsible job you can on transmission lines.
Well, great, thanks, Beth. And where can people get more information about Wind on the Wires?
People can go to our website, windonthewires.org, and we have a lot of information about our various activities, and they can email us if they have more questions. Our email is on our website.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.